Happy Monday, Grace.
Happy Monday, Eric.
Why is my screen freezing? Dumb screen.
I don't know. We ain't got time for that, though.
Nah. It's Monday.
Uh-huh.
We're both tired.
Uh-huh.
Busy weekend for different reasons. Uh-huh. You want to do a show?
Yeah, I do.
I don't have any jokes. I don't have any facts. I don't have any life lessons for you.
We don't need any of that. Just need your gorgeous face.
All right. Sorry, I'm so lame.
Just look all pretty. Right. That's all you need all to right. do.
Oh, no. I got to click a button. I got to scroll down. And now I'm ready. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
Grace, I know you traveled out of state for a great race that was more circles than straight. Let's get into it as we await the update from this weekend's events that dictate episode 108.
Wowzers!
I'm Eric Idiot Runner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot.
Whoa, what is happening?
Technical difficulty.
Try it again.
I'm trying.
I'm Eric Idiot Renner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right. Business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party.
Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, man. All right, so you want to hear the truth?
Yeah.
So I'm on here from my laptop, a Chromebook.
Uh-huh.
And you know where, like, I don't even know why it shut down, but I went to unplug it to get set up for you and the show, and it, like, restarted. So it got to the page where I have to put in my cute little password.
Uh-huh.
I never have to do
that. What's your password?
Well, that's what I'm getting at. I had no freaking clue what my password was, and I just woke up from like a 20-minute hard nap
because
I'm tired, and I was already late, and I had no idea what my password is. So the only way to get around that is you sign in under your Google whatever. I don't have words right now under my Google account. Well, by doing that, you have to like reset your computer, and by doing that, I lose all my stuff.
Oh my gosh. This has been a stressful day for you.
I'm so dumb.
Well, you are a bit of an idiot.
I don't know why my camera's glitchy now. It's like I have a different computer.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't even know what happened there with the music. I don't even know why it played the second time. I clicked the thing and it should play.
I don't know.
Whatever. Here we are. I made it.
Everything's upside down, but we're here. Cheers.
And I now can log on, at least right now, log on to my computer because I remember the password.
Good job.
Well, I mean, I don't remember the password. I had to make a new password.
Oh, okay.
And see where I'm at?
Uh-huh.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I'm going to go ahead and nap. You can talk.
Or
you
sounds good. How was your weekend? What did you guys do?
My weekend was good. I didn't do anything crazy like you. I ran a lot of miles. Becky and the girls went over Sunday to the last day of Heiner trail work, which they had a huge successful 4 days over at Heiner, getting the trails ready for obviously Heiner, the race.
Yep.
So they helped out over there, and it was, from what I can tell, it's amazing how many people came together to work on the trails for all 4 days. So it's pretty cool to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I've just been running loops around a rubber track here and there as much as I can.
Now, so let me ask you this. Now, there's different, there's lots of different course types, right? So there's point-to-point courses. There are looped courses. There's lollipops. What am I missing?
I don't know. That's about it.
That's about it, right? So three basic out and back, right? Mm-hmm. Those are your basic course types. So a loop course, meaning you're going to do a loop at least once, if not multiple times, an out and back going one direction, turning around, coming back and going the back. Lollipop, you go out on a lollipop stick, you go in a circle and then you come back.
Yeah.
And then point to point.
What are we getting at? Where are we going with this?
I'm starting with a little bit of education. Thank you very much. Just in case people don't know.
Oh, okay. I think you got them all.
Yeah, I think we got them all. What is your, do you have a favorite between those different types of courses?
You know, before I would think I would said, yeah, like I prefer one big loop rather than seeing the bat rather than many loops. And mm-hmm. I prefer point to point instead of out and back for the same reason. Mm-hmm. I think I still do as far as those two go. But there's something there's something beautiful and simplistic and mind-numbing about loops also, especially the smaller the loop. I don't know, because there's loops, there's trail loops that can be technical. Mm-hmm. I think if somebody had a gun to my head and told me I had to choose, it would be point to point or one full loop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Point to point or one full loop. And Kaylee just chimed in. She said, you know, I think loop needs to have different definitions because a whole bunch of small loops is way different than one big 100 mile loop. And I think Kaylee's a good person to speak on this because she's done a 100 mile loop and she's done a quarter mile loop.
Mm-hmm. And she's also great. She also just completed and won Badwater's Cape Fear 50 miler this past weekend, which is that is 10 miles of road, and then you go out and back twice on the beach for 10 mm-hmm. miles. So that's the same thing as what you're saying. So that sounds horrible to me. If I'm going to run on the beach, I want to just get it done with. Just put me on there for 40 miles point to point and be done. Not mm-hmm. go back and forth, but that's just my head saying that sounds bad.
Yeah. And Michelle just chimed in. She said, I liked out and back so I can cheer on everyone, which I also like that about an out and back, like a 10 mile out and back, for example. It's just great that I get to cheer on the front of the pack. It's a lot of fun.
Right.
Anthony also chimed in. Positive for the lollipop is the mental game of getting back to the stick and thinking home stretch. I'm also a big fan of the lollipop. Algonquin is a lollipop. Stone Mill 50 miler is a lollipop. And with Stone Mill, when I got back to the stick of the lollipop, I was like, okay, cool. I know where I am. I know how much further I have to go. Like that home stretch just feels really good.
Here's my problem with the lollipop.
Okay.
The lollipop means you didn't have enough trail to make a loop. So you were forced to go with a lollipop.
Well, here's where I see the lollipop being used a lot. It's used a lot of places where the trail system does not have enough parking, restrooms, etc. So it starts at a place like a school, and then you're on a road section for a hot second to get to the trailhead. That's where I see it more often. And a lot of times that's nice because that road section spreads out the field without you having to jump around people on the single track.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. Bigger question for you.
Okay.
Are you a dumb dumb? A blow pop or a Tootsie pop?
Oh, blow pop all the way.
Yeah, for like 5 seconds though, right? Like, I agree with you. I'm a blow pop because when the lollipop becomes just soft enough that you can break through with your mouth, with your teeth, you have a glorious about maybe 10 seconds where you're in this euphoria of heaven where the pieces of lollipop are mingling with the sweet bubble gum.
So it
is like you want to swallow harder than you've ever swallowed before because the flavor is so glorious and so just perfection that you can't think of anything, but this has to go in my belly. But that is such short-lived and it turns to absolute garbage cardboard in your mouth and becomes this consistency that I can't even describe in a matter of seconds that you have to spit out. That is my problem with the blow pop, but I am a blow pop fan.
I'm still, despite those challenges, I'm going to go with blow pop. Second to that is Dum Dum and then Tootsie Pop.
Interesting. All right. Anthony Arthur just said, isn't Eric's backyard loop technically a lollipop?
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
I'll tell you why. Anthony has been here. He's ran my race. My race is a looped race. Anybody that sees the course on Strava clearly sees an umbrella. My course is an umbrella.
Okay? Ella.
Yeah. So you're wrong. I don't do lollipops. I do umbrellas. So whatever.
Okay.
Look at it. It's got the hook and everything. I did it from the beginning because I said,
well, this is another type then. Now we have another type. Now there's five types.
I clearly made it an umbrella because I wasn't a fan of lollipops. And now people are coming at me. Gosh. Well, whatever.
It's okay. Just you bring it on yourself. You bring it on yourself.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Oh, so this race that you went down to with Callie was a looped race, right?
Correct. This was it was like around 3.5 mile loop of mix of single track and double track down in Virginia.
What was it like? What was the trail like?
Trail was muddy. So the day before they had gotten a ton of rain that kind of dried up during the course of the race, which was a 48-hour. They had several different options, but Callie was doing the 48 hours. So they had a 48 hour, a 24 hour, a 12 hour day, a 12 hour night. And they also had a half marathon and I think they had a 10K too. So they had some shorter distance stuff, which is, I'm sure, super fun. And it was a little muddy, but other than that, it was a really nice course. I really enjoyed it. It was one of the, you know, when you're on a trail and it's just straight and long and you can see for forever in front of you. And you just think, oh gosh, that is, I have so far to go.
Yeah.
And then the opposite of that is kind of a course that meanders so much that you can't really see what's in front. This one meandered a lot, which was nice. I enjoyed that.
Nice. Was it fast?
I
mean, what kind of gain are we talking about per 3 mile loop?
I want to say it was 400, 500 feet of gain.
Per loop?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah. So it was rollers. I mean, there was some gain for sure, but there was no long sustained climbs. So it was a lot of short stuff.
So she made it how many miles? 100 something?
109.
109 miles. What was her elevation gain?
I want to say it was 14,000 feet of gain.
Yeah. That's nice. That's a good solid gain for a 48 hour.
Yeah. Yeah, they had to reroute the course slightly the day before because there was one section that was the water was just a little bit too high for the safety of all the runners. So they had to reroute a small section of it, which added like 0.3 miles, but it also added more elevation. So I think the intention wasn't to have that much elevation gain, but they ended up with it. So it was a decent amount of elevation. Yeah.
Did she enjoy it?
Define enjoy. No, I think she did. Yeah. So we had, so we'll back up. Callie signed up for the 48 hour. This was the Dogwood Ultras. Lots of dogwood trees down there. The park we were at was Twin Lakes State Park. And there were cabins at the park. Callie had rented a cabin. So she had a cabin at the park, which was super convenient. And I came to pace her. Now, she was able to have a pacer after 10 hours. So she did the first, you know, about 30 miles by herself. And she said it was a little lonely. She ended up in one of those pockets where there's no runners. Like, there were probably other runners on the course, but she just ended up in a pocket where there wasn't anybody else. So she was alone for a bit. And then her husband, Albert, had went down too. And Albert did a couple loops with her until I got there. And my plan was to take her through the night. So I did 28 miles with her overnight. Got a couple hours of sleep. Albert took over again, pacing her in the morning. And then I came back again. Then we slept a little. And then I came back in again. And then she ended up with 109 miles. So it was super fun.
Cool.
Yeah. So these races, I think, are interesting. The 48-hour distance is interesting because a lot of people, maybe not a lot of people, but there's a good chunk of people who sign up for 48-hour with the intentions of doing a 100-miler and knowing that they're going to have a nice, generous cutoff for the 100-miler. So when it comes to placing, you really have to pay attention to who's going to do 100 miles and then stop, and then who's going to do 100 miles and continue. And that usually depends, you know, determines your podium spots. So there were probably 5 women who were potentially going to go over 100 miles. And so it was really between those 5 women as to who was going to shake out in the top 3 spots. Well, if you have 2 people with the same distance, you go with the person who did it faster.
Sure.
So we got Callie up to 100 miles. And at the time, she was in second place. She was in first place for a little bit. But then she was in second place. And this other woman was going to pass her for distance. And then we knew, like, she was going to do a ton more miles and Callie wasn't. So we're like, okay. It's possible that she's going to get third place, but there was another woman who was getting to the 100-mile distance. So we were like, okay, if we go out for one more loop, then that's going to deter that other person from continuing on. But they had time to do 2 more loops. So if we did 2 more loops, then she would have had to do 3 more loops in order to surpass Callie on distance, because she couldn't surpass her on time. So we had all this strategy going into it to try to figure out what distance do you go for the podium finish. Because she had a lot of swelling and everything like that. So we didn't want to go. She didn't want to go longer than she had to. But we did 2 more loops, and that locked in the third place finish. So overall, first and second place went to 2 women. Third place was male, and then fourth place was Callie. So the 3 out of the top 4 were female, which is pretty wild.
How far did first place go?
I think first and second went 120, I believe. And then, but it was just a matter of which one did it faster. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
The weather was good while you were down there?
It got hot during the day. And I don't know, you've probably done a March race in the heat. And the tough part is if the sun is out and there's no clouds, you also have no tree cover because your trees, they don't have any leaves on them yet, you know? So the sun really beats down pretty bad. So she got very hot during the day. I wasn't there during those miles. Albert was with her at that point. So I missed out on the heat. The rest of the time was really nice.
What state is this in?
Virginia.
Oh, so it really wasn't that awful far for you, right?
No, 4-hour drive for me. So it wasn't too bad. Yeah. And well, the temps got down to, it was down to 40 degrees at night. That's so perfect. Yeah, we were hiking, you know, we weren't running. So it was pretty chilly. Yeah. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't like we had to bundle up too much.
And no bears fell out of trees this time, huh?
No bears fell out of trees. We did find it. There were so many cool things about this race. The race director, also, he's a veteran, so he does a lot for veterans. And also a special education teacher, which Kelly is too. So she felt very drawn to this race. And then we were looking at the participant list, and on the participant list was a name, first name Forrest, last name Bear. And we're like, who names their child Forrest Bear? Well, Forrest Bear turned out to be a stuffed bear with a bib, and you could carry Forrest Bear with you. And for every loop that Forrest Bear completed, then so much money got donated to a local veterans group. I just thought that was so great. It was a lot of fun.
That is a fun idea.
It was a fun idea. And so we took Forrest Bear on a loop, and he was kind of soothing to just carry this bear with you.
So what are we talking? Is a little thing you can hold in one hand, or
he was like probably, I don't know, 16 inches. Like he was a little cozy, little bear. I put him on my hip for a little bit.
I wonder how many times Forrest Bear got dropped by accident.
Oh, I don't know. That would be pretty funny. But he ended up with like 75 miles, something like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it was neat because there were so many races happening. You know, there was the 12-hour and the 24-hour. So people from different races would take Forrest Bear out.
Yeah, it's a cool idea.
Yeah, I really enjoyed seeing how many. Apparently, Forrest Bear did 100K last year. So he got a distance PR this year, which was a lot of fun.
Nice. So how many miles did you get in from pacing?
I got 51 miles in pacing. Nice.
And you went, when did you get down there?
I got down there Friday night and then ran through the night. So between the two nights, I ended up with about 4 hours of sleep because I left. I mean, you know me, I never stick around for stuff. So as soon as I was done with pacing duties, and she was done with her race, then I was like, okay, I'm going to jet. So I left at 5 a.m. on Sunday and she stayed for the awards. I didn't stay for the awards because it was like, would have been like a 4-hour wait.
Yeah.
So between Friday night and Saturday night, I got like, about 4 hours of sleep, but only 51 miles compared to her 109. But I felt like I ran 200, I swear. I was exhausted and 8 hours of driving.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah. But she's in pretty good shape. She had some shin pain that caused a lot of swelling. So most of her miles were hiked. But she moved along pretty well, even toward the end. And a couple of blisters, but overall, she's in pretty good shape.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, congrats to Callie. It's always good to get that 100.
Yeah, her second 100, and just really, really cool to see her get a podium finish. I think that was pretty great. And now between her and Albert, she's got the longer distance between the two of them.
Yeah, I guess. There's a lot of different factors besides just
distance. Oh, there is. There's a lot of different factors. He's completed Eastern States, which is a very, very difficult race. But it's cool that the both of them get to participate in these two things. And it was just really cool to see Albert being so supportive. He was just her biggest cheerleader out there. So it was, it's neat to see the two of them together.
Nice.
Yeah.
How many people ran the 48 hour, do you know?
33, including Forest Bear.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And it was pretty split. It was almost 50-50 between men and women, which I thought was surprising. And also not surprising. You know, I think there's more and more women tackling those bigger distances. But with that 48 hour, you know, like I said, it's kind of nice. You can, you don't really have to commit to a distance. Just kind of see what happens over the weekend.
Yeah.
I thought that that distance of a loop was really nice. I really like 3.5 miles is just, you get to, see your stuff so often, so you can make changes really quickly, you know?
Yeah. I still prefer a 4 mile loop that's shaped like an umbrella though.
That is ideal. But we just didn't have that opportunity. And you know, those umbrella loops, somehow they're never open for 48 hours. Maybe if they were open for 48 hours, then that would be the better option. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, you got me there.
I flipped that around, didn't I?
seems like I'm always asking you this, but is this, I know you've done Conquer the Wall 47 hour.
Yeah.
Is this a race that you see yourself maybe doing one day, or if not, how come?
I don't think so. Just because there's lots of races out there to do. And I feel like I had a great experience down there helping Callie out, and race director, all his awards were handmade. And he even like, this was the 10th year for that race. And so he gave out special keychains to all of the finishers, and he even gave me a keychain. And I thought that was so nice. He said, I paced 51 miles, so I deserved a keychain. Nice. I was like, I got a free race out of this thing. You know, I don't need anything. I came down, I didn't have to pay a registration, and I got 50 miles out of it. So I thought it was,
yeah. And
they really took care of you at the aid station. They full aid station. And I'm like, I don't really need anything, but I thought that was nice. He gave me a keychain. So I feel like I did the race already. You know what I mean?
There's, I mean, so you got races. The full experience from the race is basically what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So just because there's so many other races out there to do, I don't think I would do this one, but I would absolutely recommend it to other people.
How many years has this one been going on?
10. I just said that and you didn't pay attention.
I mean, Grace, I'll be honest with you. Most of the things you say, I don't pay attention to. Oh, wow. That's a pretty good run for a race.
Yeah. Yeah. For I don't know if they've been doing the 48 hour the entire time. That's pretty impressive if they have, because I feel like 48 hours have been more popular in the past, you know, 6 years. But yeah, 10 years this thing's been going on.
You know, Anthony Arthur's a little frisky tonight. He said we should steal the Forest Bear idea, but have a mullet wig instead, which is a great idea. But yeah. I think I'm going, because he had to pipe up about my loop, I think I'm going to make everybody carry an umbrella.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Maybe he has to carry two. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So it sounds like you had a good weekend. I don't know what miler or 50 miler you're getting into this weekend, but I'm sure it's something.
Not much this weekend. I'm excited. I have some other adventures that I have within my consulting work that I do. So I'm going to do that this weekend and start planning for the winter series for next year. So I've got a nice busy weekend, but no big runs scheduled. So after kind of starting this weekend and from here on out, I'm working really, really hard to say no to all the things that are happening and focus on my Horseshoe Trail FKT attempt.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, time to start putting miles down for that. Getting the body hardened up.
Yeah, and kind of fine-tuning gear. So during Dogwood, I had several pieces of gear that I was trying out. I tried out the Exoskin toe socks. So a little bit different. Yeah, I usually wear the Njinji toe socks, which for most things I love. But when it comes to multi-day, my feet kind of get like almost like a heat rash from the Njinjis. I like the cushion of the wool socks, but it just, my skin doesn't like it after, you know, 12 hours. So the Exoskin toe socks went really, really well. I was happy with them, and I did the toe sock, and then I did a sock over it, and I know, but it's a whole thing. And apparently, like,
hey, if it works, it works.
Yeah. Like Erica Lubera and Jesse Lubera, like that's what they did, went for their Appalachian Trail, when they did their through hike. So it's with longer multi-day stuff. There's people who have a lot of success with this. So I tried that out and it went well. I tried out some other different pieces of gear and things like that just to see how it would go. So really, I also tried out using caffeine pills. Because I have I drink a lot of caffeine, like way too much. So when I'm out on a multi-day, I can't drink coffee really. I can't drink enough coffee to what I'm used to. So I tried out a couple of things and that was another benefit of pacing for a 48 hour. I highly recommend it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's the best part about doing something like you did, is you get to experiment and figure things out.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the focus from here until mid-April, is to fine tune all the little things for that attempt and, you know, set myself up for a really fun adventure.
Nice. Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat for the 24-hour track race. I'm trying to fine-tune my nutrition and hydration. I have it pretty much down, except, like, there's so many options out there. So it's like, yeah. I keep on to try. It's like, there's too many options out there as far as hydration goes, in my personal opinion. Nobody to be piping up now. I know everybody has this thing that's the best and everything, but my God, there's too much out there and good stuff.
Yeah. There's so many options.
Yeah. So it makes it a little tough. And obviously the farther you go, you get your taste buds get tired of the same flavors, and everybody's different with that. Some people can handle that same flavor. I think I'm learning more that I'm definitely a naked or neutral flavor person as far as stuff that I can handle for long periods.
Yeah.
So that narrows a lot down for myself. And then obviously you have the sweetness level and how much sodium's in there. I could go on all night, but it is tricky, especially when you want to know that, what you're going to fuel with, you know, you feel confident that you're going to be able to handle it for 24 hours.
Yeah. There's so many options out there for several things. I think there's so many like small companies that pop up that are really catered toward ultra runners. And I love it because I like having options, but Callie and I were just talking about this. She asked me if I've ever used Desitin for my feet, which I have not. But I also don't have foot issues. When I started lubing my feet, I use squirrel's nut butter. I've never used anything else. And I also very, very rarely get blisters. I might get a tiny one on my toe if I've been out there for more than, you know, 2 days. So to some extent, it's like once you find something that works, you just kind of, I just stick with it if I have something that works. You know what I mean? And I stop experimenting. And I might be missing out on something. I don't know. But with some things like lube, my feet don't have problems, so I'm good. And I feel the same way with hydration. I've been using the same stuff for a long time and it works for me. And I just kind of stuck with it, you know?
Well, I mean, we're talking about two different, little bit of two different things. When it comes to products and stuff, not food related, I agree. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It works works for me. If it worked for Eastern States 100 Miler, it's like, well, that's the product I'm going to use for everything, because if it can handle that, it can handle everything.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to nutrition, at least for myself, I'm always wondering if a different fueling option, or, you know, if I'm getting enough of this or that to where I could be performing at a higher level.
Yeah.
So that's always in the back of your head, staying hydrated and things like that.
Yeah. I do agree with you there, because like with my fueling, I did a lot of work last year to try to figure out what fuel do I perform best on. Because my gut is a trash can. I can put anything in there and keep running. I had pizza over the weekend, like, but I don't perform the best on pizza. So I spent some time working on that. I think that is important. But once you figure out what you perform the best on, then it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, before we leave the show, I mentioned Badwater Cape Fear this past weekend. I just want to mention again, Kaylee Frederick won that last year, was first female, and she went back and won it again this year. As a sponsored athlete, I might add, she is now sponsored by Mount Dakota, which is an awesome new shoe brand, and it's very cool that she partnered up with them. So it's a first step for her to go big and far. So excited about that. Big shout out to Cole Crosby. He was the men's overall winner. Was going for the course record, but apparently there was a little incy bitsy little bit of wind down there, which very much, you know, on the beach, it was like a wall and slowed everybody's time down.
Yeah.
But that's a factor you can't really control. You can't know until you go into it. So still an impressive day for both of them. They're both sponsored by Mount Dakota currently, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, yeah, that's eventually they're going to be too cool for us, but that's all right.
We'll still show them out. Yeah, it's, I don't expect much longer, and I'll be like, whatever, who's that person, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Bro. Kaylee, bro.
We'll still be here doing a podcast, so Grace, I won't leave you.
Thank you. I won't leave you either, Eric.
Well, really? I was hoping maybe someday.
You were hoping I would leave you so that you can replace me? Is that it?
No. No.
You're stuck.
Anyway, that's all I got. Continue running, continue destroying myself for me.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. It is.
All right, well, let's come back and talk about it next week, next Monday. Tune in every Monday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, to check in on how things are going and to see if Eric has left me yet.
Nah, it's not going to happen anytime soon.
I'm still working on it. Let me know what your suggestions are to try to get
for
to
what leaving for you leaving yes. me
for you leaving me.
Oh, for like who to? I mean, just about anybody out there could replace me.
No, what do I have to do for you to run away?
Just I would say at this point, keep doing what you're doing. And
okay.
it's working so good. I'm
perfect.
Starting to
perfect.
Get away from me type thing, but yeah, nah.
I appreciate it. All right, let's bring it back next week. We're going to have some fun. We got some good stuff coming up. Appreciate everybody tuning in, and we're going to see you next week.
Heiner is coming. Heiner is coming. Look at everybody. Heiner is coming. That didn't rhyme or anything. Whatever, it's coming, so it's a big party. Excited for it. And we'll be there. We'll be there mentally cheering you on as you frolic in the forest on your quest to complete the trail that has eluded you for years.
Are you trying to be inspiring?
I don't know. I just got off on a side tangent, so I kept going.
Okay.
My bad. All right. You probably should have taken this out before I got into that. It's weird.
It's All right.
Thanks everybody for joining in. If you're not here, you should be. If you're not here, get here. I'll become your friend, and Grace will too.
Yep.
Let us know if you want stickers or socks or what else we have.
Hats.
We have hats.
Those are amazing.
Yeah. You. Oh yeah. Okay. All right. Let's sign off, and I have a question for you.
Okay. Okay. Thanks everybody for tuning in. I appreciate you. Bye.